Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Man Podcast. I'm your host, Chris the Man. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Yeah, I looked so serious when I did the intro and I smiled. Just because I'm a little frustrated with OBS. OBS is being a bit of a pain in the butt today. It stopped recording, apparently. When I was like at 2 minutes on the audio only, so we would have had only an audio only version podcast, but we didn't. I stopped it quick enough. But today we're going to talk about only you can predict your future. And I know this is a lot to do with the talks and everything going on with the CBLTW show. I know CBLTW show has been the talk of the community lately. It has been very, 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 very busy around the studio with that. And we've been busy with, you know, doing Halloween shows and Halloween podcasts. And, well, that's coming up this week. But, there's a lot of talk about that and about the CBLTW show coming to YouTube, like this podcast is. This podcast is on YouTube. I was thinking about, you know, why don't we just bring that one into YouTube as well? But no, I don't think it's going to work because YouTube has changed a lot. YouTube has changed a lot in the last week or so. Apparently now you only get 3 free videos. You only get 3 you can watch 3 videos with ad blocker. Then they block you from watching the videos unless you unblock ad blocker. So now you have to put up with those annoying ads. Well, they're not annoying, but you have to put up with the ads now. So I'm not happy about that. And it kind of prompted me thinking, you know what? It's not worth it. It's not worth it. It's not worth, you know, doing the CBLTW show on there. And I'm going to talk further with Larry, though. Larry and I will talk further about this, and we will discuss it, and we'll figure it out. But we're not doing video. That's the one thing we are not doing right now is video. So kind of why this episode is what this episode is about. Only you can predict the future, and that's what kind of prompted me to this idea, to allude to talking about the future. And I'm going to talk about that. This is why sometimes you need to weigh your options. You need to kind of weigh out your options to what you feel like it's right for you and the community. And especially the podcast in question, whether it's Entertainment Man Podcast, this podcast, or the CBLTW show, or Power Rangers Collab, or everything about reality TV, which is actually not a thing anymore. That's been off air for 3 years now, so it's kind of scary to think it's been that long. But you need to weigh your options. Only you can make the decision in the process, which I've spoken about decision making, I'm sure, in the past. I've talked about it in the past. I've talked about, you know, making decisions for yourself. You know, I've spoken about, you know, I didn't really talk about weighing your options, and maybe that is an episode alone I could do down the road. That could be another one, but I'm going to talk about it a lot in this episode, so maybe not. Maybe I will not. Maybe I will. We'll see. We'll cross that path when it comes. However, when you're thinking about the future, you have to think about the pros and cons, so you're going to weigh it, and I've seen this in TV shows. I've seen this in movies where they have a scale, and they have a little weights. You put, like, there, I think it was black and red. They're like little round things, like almost like checkers, but they're like the red and the black checkers that you see on a checkerboard, obviously, right? So you have one side will be pros, the other side will be cons. So with that, you know, you kind of go through all your options. So all your pros first, you go through a lot of the pros and cons that you have in your mind. So pros on that is growth. For example, let's bring the CBLTW show back into the picture a little bit here. Pros, we grow it further. We get more audience that way. The cons, putting out with those ads. to the platform. Like, you're watching ads. I couldn't even tell you if I get ads on... I don't even know if I get ads on YouTube or not, which is kind of strange if I did. But if you guys see ads on here, please let me know. Send me a private message. Send me an email, please. Just let me know if you see ads, because I want to know if they're just putting ads on my episodes without me being monetized yet on here. But anyway, so yeah, those are kind of, that's kind of an example. Like, so you get more of an audience. The pro, the con is putting out with the dealing with the ads on there. So that's kind of a little example on the pros and cons. But decision making is a lot of work. It is a ton of, you know, you got to go back to the pros and cons. You got to weigh them. Even if you don't have a scale, you can put it on a piece of paper where you can put it like, cons, pros, and then put a line, and then put a line in the middle, and write them down. You can write them down. You can do it on the computer, for example, too. You can make a chart on Word or Corel, WordPerfect, whatever program you use, obviously, right? So you can do it that way too. Like, there is so many different ways you can actually weigh your pros and cons. You can write it down. You can do the checkers. Even can put a little pile of checkers, like, in a pile, and then count them up. Say, okay, this is more pros and cons, or more cons and pros. You know, either way, it doesn't matter which way it is, whatever the result is for you guys, right? But only you can predict the future, and, you know, in decisions that you make, only you can make that decision in the end. Only you can make that decision. Now, in this case of the stories I've been talked about so far, Larry's, who's on my team, and myself can, you know, make the decision to jump onto YouTube down the road. We can decide not to whatsoever. He probably won't want to do it now because of having to put up with the ads on YouTube. Yeah, I can just hear his comments right now. I kind of know Larry to T, how he thinks, his thinking process. I know his thinking process very well, especially after what I'm going to tell him with the whole YouTube thing. But you have every power to predict the future and the decisions that you make. You have that power to make it. Nobody else can make a decision but yourself. And in our case here at Crispy on the Web Media, decisions would be myself, Larry, and Kelsey. We are the three that make the decisions. Now for Discord, I guess it would be my Discord team that does all the moderating for the Discord. They would make decisions for that, I'm sure. They can make decisions with... Oh, actually, it would be them, and it would be Kelsey, because Kelsey oversees the operations of, you know, the Discord team. She is in charge of that group there. She's in charge of that because she's community manager, so she has that power to say. I had no say in that, so but, you know, we may have a small team. We're still a mighty team. We're a pretty good, strong team. Another example is the Entertainment Man Talk Show. Now, that's going into a barrel, going down the long rabbit hole, barrel, whatever you want to call it. There was a lot of controversy with the Entertainment Man Talk Show, and I've probably talked about this many times on the podcast in the past. I've talked about, you know, the drama that went on after the whole entire season finished, Larry quitting, having drama with another former team member, you know, that wanted to help out. But, you know, the past is the past, and I work on now. But there was a lot of stupid decisions that we didn't make. We made a lot of stupid decisions, and we couldn't predict the future. We just couldn't even decide what the future was for that podcast. We could never figure out what the future of that podcast was whatsoever. We had no idea whatsoever. We had no idea. Zero idea. We were all over the place. We're going to do it. No, we're not going to do it. Yeah, we're going to do it. No, we're going to do it. It went back and forth, back and forth. It was just like, what's her name? One of the contestants from Big Brother Canada 5. Flip-flop Floaterville. That was the line that she used. So that's kind of like, we were like Flip-flop Floaterville in 2015, 2016, when we had no idea. And nobody could predict or think about what the future of the Entertainment Talk Show would be. They had no idea what it would be. Nobody had an idea. Nobody knew what we were thinking, what we were planning behind the scenes. We had no idea whatsoever. ever. You know, there was a slew of problems about the future, and, you know, we didn't even predict it. It was unpredictable that I was going to cancel in 2016. I just came out and said, we're done. That's it. The series done. I'm done with YouTube. I'm retiring, which is going to happen again, where I'm going to say, I'm retiring from YouTube. You guys are going to know ahead of time. Don't worry. You guys are going to know ahead of time when I do decide to retire from creating content on YouTube again. You guys will know. Don't worry. I promise you guys, my word is my bond. I'm going to tell you guys when I am ready to retire from YouTube altogether. And only time I'll be retiring from creating content on YouTube will be when this podcast ends down the road. Whenever it does. I don't know. I could be here another 10, 15, 20, 30 years doing this podcast. I could be still talking to you guys and still doing. I could be at the 1,000th episode of Intermittent Podcast by the time I'm ready to retire. Possibly. You never know. You never know what I plan, but that could be. I can have 500 episodes. I can have 600 or 700 episodes by then. But again, you cannot predict the future. You don't know what your future is until you decide for yourself. Only you can make that decision to make the choice to do what you have to do. And again, I'll say this also, you have to do what's best for you in the end too. That's the one big key thing I should mention in there, is do what makes you happy. Do what's best for you in the end. Not for someone else. For you. For you. You make the decision for yourself. And you ask questions too. You can ask questions. Like, am I ready to, for example, let's bring me into the picture again. Am I ready to retire from YouTube again? Permanently this time? Am I happy and satisfied I've gone far enough with YouTube that I want to retire from the platform? You know, you ask different questions like that. You can always ask questions like that to yourself. And even, here's another example. Everything About Reality TV. That's another big example. And I know that was kind of controversy too. There was a bit of controversy with that. I was supposed to end in December 2019, but I didn't. I ended up being dragged back into it until June and being screwed in the process. Something happened. Like, there was a problem with having hosts, and they ended up being fired. I had to release them from the team, and you know that. And I was thinking, why did I do this? Why? Like, why didn't I just quit Everything About Reality TV, retire from the reality TV world, talking about reality TV, and done what I'm doing now in my podcast? And you know, I had no idea that I was going to continue. I couldn't predict that future of Everything About TV. I couldn't predict that, like, Everything About TV was going to continue into the new year. I thought, okay, December, that's it. We're done. We're retiring the show. We're not going to be doing it. And I was slated to start this podcast January 2020, right in January 20, right before pandemic hit. You know, I was slated to start this podcast, and it didn't start for a few months. And then I was on off for the first year and a half. And then I decided, you know what, I'm just going to keep going. By June 2021, that's when I decided, you know what, I'm going to keep going with this. And look at this now, 202 episodes later, I'm going strong with this podcast. This is doing well, you know, and I enjoy telling these stories to you guys and telling you my experiences with the whole entire situation that has gone on. But nobody had an idea that Everything About TV was going to continue. Nobody had an idea that Everything About TV was going to end in June 2020, which was a very, very difficult decision on my own part. And that was June 30th was the last episode that was ever posted up on audio only. That's the last time we posted anything up. We didn't do anything else. We just retired the whole podcast. We didn't do it anymore. But, you know, I knew this podcast was going to happen a week or two later. But, you know, I didn't think I would be handling three podcasts, Everything About TV, this podcast, and the Power Rangers Collab, which is now a merged podcast with the CVLTW show in the future. And it, to be honest, it all came in full circle. It did. It came into full circle. It came right to full fruition, full circle. It has become such a big success over the years. I'm so proud of this podcast. I'm so proud of the CBLW show. Those are two of our best podcasts that we've ever done on this network, on this website, on Chris Miller Web Media. We've worked so hard on this, and I got nothing but to be proud about all of that and be successful in the future. Like, I've been still successful with that as well. So now, you don't know where the future brings you. Sometimes you just need to go with the gut feeling. And that's another big thing I do a lot of. I say that from experience. I do a lot of that from experience. I listen to my gut sometimes. My head's telling me, Chris, you should do this or do that. Or Chris, you should do that or this. And I'm thinking, sometimes if I'm in my room, I'm lying in my bed. I'll do it in the bedroom. If I'm in my room, I'm in here, I'll be in my chair. I'll be like this, thinking, that's an interesting idea. Maybe that should be an idea I should do, perhaps, you know. But, you know, sometimes one idea just becomes another big idea. And, you know, and I wasn't, to be honest, when I get an idea, you know, I work it on paper first. I do. I work it on paper first before going with the idea. You know, I do that all the time. I'll write it down. I have a book, again, sometimes my little journal book. I'm sure I've showed you this. For those who are watching on the YouTube side, I am not lazy. I'm on energy saving mode. I write a lot of my thoughts in here, and it's always in my drawer. It's always there, and I always have it with me at all times, and I'm always coming up with new ideas. So I'm always writing ideas down, writing my thoughts, and, you know, I do it all the time because, you know, I don't want to forget it, and I do write down all the podcasts. I can show you guys. I gotta reach for it. It's up here, and it is in, so I write it down, and there we go. This is actually the front page. This is what it looks like. I actually type it. I prefer typing because it's a lot easier. I can read my own chicken scratch writing, technically, because my writing is terrible. My writing is terrible. And I can prove it, too. Here's my writing on here. This is some of the Power Rangers notes I'm working on right now for the future of that podcast. But, you know, I write it down, and then, like, I write my ideas down, and I'll type it up, you know? I kind of write it down initially, and then, like, okay, you know what? I need to write it down. I need to get my thoughts from here down on the paper. Then I can type it up, and then give it to, for example, if it's a Power Ranger or a podcast idea for Larry and I, I'll write it down, and I'll give it to Larry. Here, Larry, here's an idea I have for you. And, you know, I probably killed so many trees giving him notes and ideas, and, you know, I've been killing a lot of trees for it, but, you know, at least he has the idea. He knows exactly where I'm thinking and where I'm coming from with that idea as well. Now, I skipped something over in my notes here. I want to talk about that I was referencing my first interview request. You know, I was unsure, and I accepted that, like, first, well, the interview I had, he was Terry. Terry was on the podcast. Big shout out to Terry. Great guy. And great interview. I hope he's doing well. I should stay in touch with all my guests. But I mean, big shout out to Terry was the original guest I was going to have on the podcast. And first of all, I accepted it. Then I figured, things are not going right now. So then I postponed it. It wasn't canceled, actually, it was postponed. And then next year, I messaged him and, hey, you want to come on the podcast? Oh, yeah, sure. And we had a good time. And, you know, it all comes to, and all the guests have been really, 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 really amazing to me. I've had a few issues. I've had a few few problems with, you know, booking interviews. But, hey, you know what? You can't control everything. And everything does not, sometimes things happen for a reason, and some things happen, some things don't happen, you know, like, you don't dwell on it, you move on, you know. But anyways, you know, then I had him on, and hey, it became full circle, and yeah, I do talk to him from time to time. Him and I will exchange words. He sometimes sends me emails. I get a lot of emails from a lot of the guests still, like, they keep in touch, and they say, hey, how's it going, Chris? And, you know, that's what I love. I love staying in touch with all the guests I have on the podcast, and it's awesome to really keep in touch and talk to them and whatnot. But sometimes you just gotta go with your gut feeling. And you know, 2021, I felt I wasn't ready yet. I wasn't ready for interviews. So that's why 2022 became the interview season. Or I had a lot of interviews last year. I had a whole pile this year. I don't have as many now because it's really quiet down. I do have one coming up at the end of October. So stay tuned for that. End of October, November. I'm still trying to confirm something on that. But stay tuned for that. But, you know, you can't control it. You just not control it. But you can't predict what the future brings. You can't predict what happens tomorrow. You can't predict what happens in a week, 2 weeks, a month, a year. You know, you cannot predict what it is, you know. And even with this podcast launching, launching on March 8, 2020, that's when we started. That was almost 4 years ago. Wow, 4 years. It's been 4 years since Entertainment Man was on the air. Wow, time goes by so fast. But I had ideas. I wrote them on a paper. I don't have the original layout of the podcast. I don't have the blueprint of what I came up with. But, you know, I just write it down and I just go with it. I just pick an idea. I don't even, like, I kind of go through them like, this is an interesting idea. Oh, this is an interesting idea. Maybe I should go with that one. So I kind of go through them and kind of decide. Also, I have a bunch of topics ready to go in the 2023 folder. I still have to go through them a little bit and decide, or the ones that are on reserve, I'm going to have to go through them and maybe start printing them off, because I want to just make sure they're printed out and ready to go. But it's hard to decide. I have to go through some and organize that. But anyways, so bonus episodes, obviously they're from the heart, they're on a whim. Those are the ones, you know, I talk from the heart and I can't predict what I'm going to say, what's going to come out of my mouth, you know, for those episodes. I don't know, but you may change it. I may change it in the future. You never know. I'm thinking about changing it up where I'm actually writing down the ideas and, you know, just doing it, writing it out. But, you know, however, I'm proud of this podcast. I'm proud of everything that has gone on with the podcast. I want to thank all the great guests I've had. You know, I can't thank you guys enough for those who have come on the podcast in the past. Thank you so much. Like, really, thank you. I just cannot thank you guys enough, because you guys is what's keeping this podcast going. Not just the interviews, but, you know, also the topics. You guys are suggesting ideas, you're giving me ideas, and it's keeping me going, moving forward. And I'm just so proud of this. I'm so proud of the success it has brought over the year. Anyways, you can see where I'm going with this. You don't know what the future brings. You can't predict it. You know, original title to this episode was Only You Can Predict the Future. It's now called You Don't Know What the Future Brings. I think I've had at least 3 to 5 different changes in episodes over the last while. So I've had a lot of name changes to this podcast in the last 48, 72 hours, possibly. But, you know, one thing I love about this podcast, I always got a burst of inspiration. I'm always thinking outside the box. I'm always, even when I'm on Instagram stories, you know, I come up with ideas. And I'll like, oh, that'd be a great episode. And I come home. If I'm at home, I'll write it down. If I'm out, and I usually have, normally I have the book with me. So I'll write it down and I have it down. But you don't know what, you know, what the future brings. You cannot predict it. Only you can do it, you know. And you have an idea for the future. You always write it down. You always write your ideas. And that's why sometimes it's good to journal, too. Sometimes it's good just to journal your thoughts, your ideas. And you can go back like, oh, that's a great idea. You even could tab it. You can use like a little sticky note and just tab it. And, you know, and just say, okay, this is a idea. Let's put like EM podcast idea. And then I can just have it and I can open it. And oh, there's the idea. And I read it and I can start creating notes from that as well. But even if you plan something out, it won't always go to plan. I know I've done this in the past. There's an idea I had and it didn't go to plan. And, you know, for example, the Entertainment Talk Show reunion tour that I was going to do. I was going to go to different locations and, you know, check and just talk about it. I am still doing it. I'm doing it off my phone. I'm still out recording those with Eric, and I will post them probably on social media, but maybe I'll post them, maybe I won't. We'll see. I don't know. I haven't decided what I want to do with that, but the future is whatever you make it. And that's probably a quote from the great Doc Brown from Back to the Future. That's probably what it is. It's a quote from the great Doc Brown from Back to the Future. But just like this podcast episode has become something else, you know? And I mean, I'm talking about the future. You don't know what it will be unless you make it happen. So, you know, any dreams or goals you may have, you know, write down your goals. That's the one thing you need to do, is write down your goals. Like, write them down on a piece of paper. For example, my book, my other book. I have a thing, a notepad, a pad of paper in there, and I write down my ideas and my goals. And you know, my goal for this year, for example, was to get 100 followers on Facebook, on the Facebook fan page. So, you know, that's a goal, and you just write it down. But you just write them down and just get to work. You need to work to achieve that goal. And maybe I'll talk about that in a different episode, is talking about setting goals for yourself and achieving your goals. I think that'll be a great episode for me to do in the future. And I'm going to write it down, because I'm going to remember that, and I'm going to get that out to you guys, and maybe next week or something, if I don't have any interviews, we'll do the episode for sure. But I went beyond my limit of time. I'm sorry I rambled for almost half an hour. You know, I'm passionate about this, and I want to get this out to you guys. I want to talk to you guys about, you know, the future. Like, you cannot predict the future, only you can make the future happen for yourself. I wanted to talk about it. It was just inspired for some weird reason. I was just sitting here and the idea came to me, and you know, and I went on and on and on and on for 30 minutes. So, but anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope this actually does inspire you guys to, you know, plan for the future, to achieve your goals, to make goals for yourself, achieve them, and be a success in your life as well. I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe to the audio only or YouTube, depending where you're listening to this podcast. You can follow Crispy on the Web on Facebook and Instagram, both at Crispy on the Web. And you can join the Discord server. We do have a Discord server. If you have a Discord account you want to join, you can join. And as always, I will see you guys on Thursday for a bonus episode of the podcast. Have a good one. Bye for now. Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio podcast produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.